Day 57. Look it up, then look at it.
Can we pick up on a couple of expressions from the last session?
You're the boss, Marta.
Come on now. This is supposed to be a collaborative effort. Anyway, at one point you said, "You're putting me on." Then I said, "Let me put on my thinking cap." Remember?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what's the verb here, Patrick? Use the put on my thinking cap example.
It's put, I guess.
Really? Then what's on my thinking cap? Is that a reference to where the pudding took place? In other words, is it a unit or, recalling the term we've been using since the first week, a constituent?
No, course not. 'Cause on feels like it goes with put, not with my thinking cap.
Okay. But can you say what you just said using real terminology instead of goes with?
Sure. Put and on here are a unit, a constituent.
Yes. The verb consists of both put and on. An example of what's often called a phrasal verb.
I'll try to remember that, but something still bothers me. Let's just talk now about putting on a cap. Suppose you say to me, "Put on your cap," and I hesitate. Then you say, "Go on, put it on."
And?
Well, if put on here is a so-called constituent, then how come you can split it up? I mean, shouldn't I be saying, "Go on, put on it"?
Good thinking, Patrick. But often constituents can be split apart, and without really losing their togetherness, so to speak, I can also say, "Put your cap on," for example. So do you see what's going on here?
Not really.
Yes, you do. Look, put your cap on is okay. Put it on is okay. Put on your cap is okay, but put on it is not, so...
Oh, okay. Both noun stuff and a pronoun can split the phrasal verb, but only the noun stuff can come after. But why, Marta?
Why what?
Why is it like this? Why don't we say, put on it?
I was afraid you'd ask me that. It's a very tough question to answer. That is, if there really is an answer.
And, of course, put on's not the only phrasal verb in the language, right, Marta?
How'd you guess? There are lots. Try look up a number, take off a hat, try on a shoe, clean out a drawer, bring in a paper, turn down an offer, and so on. And they all work the same way as put on, as you might guess.
You mean like look it up, take it off, try it on, clean it out, bring it in, turn it down.
Right. But don't get carried away quite yet. What about these examples? Stay off the grass. Believe in science. Look at the sunset. Care for the sick. Call on my neighbor. Come by the house. Approve of a deal.
So these are different? Look up the title, say, is different from look at the title, except for the meaning? In what way?
How soon we forget. Put them to the test.
Oh, sure. Look the title up is okay, but look the title at, terrible.
And try inserting a modifier, like quickly, into the phrasal verb. What do you get?
Look quickly at the title, and look quickly up the title. No.
So, in terms of constituency...
It's look up the title, but look at the title.
Anything more to say?
Yeah. It looks like there's more than one kind of phrasal verb.
Yay!